Off recenzija.
Od planetarnih do družbenih meja. V današnji reportaži znanstvene redakcije bomo obravnavale predavanje z naslovom Od meja do kolektivno dogovorjenih pogojev za dobro življenje za vse, ki se je odvilo v okviru Mednarodne poletne šole politične ekologije zadnji junijski teden na Fakulteti za družbene vede. Poglede raziskovalne skupine na nadgradnjo okvira planetarnih meja z idejo o družbenih mejah je v sredinem sklopu o odrasti in trajnosti predstavila doktorica Barbara Muraka, izredna profesorica filozofije na Univerzi v Oregonu v Združenih državah Amerike. Predavateljica se raziskovalno ukvarja z okoljsko, socialno in procesno filozofijo, trajnostjo in odrastjo ter politično ekologijo. Murakino predavanje se je osredinilo na kritiko koncepta planetarnih meja, pri čemer tega miselnega okvira ni ovrgla, temveč je priznala, da pomembno prispeva k razumevanju in razlagi okoljske problematike. Kritika je bila zastavljena predvsem kot preizpraševanje zadostnosti obravnave okoljske krize zgolj z vidika postavljanja biofizikalnih meja, ki jih človeštvo ne sme prekoračiti, da bi uspešno obvarovalo planet Zemlja. Gre torej za kvantitativno opredeljene indikatorje sprememb na Zemlji, ki jih lahko določimo na podlagi zanesljivih podatkov, denimo z določanjem praga čezmernega gnojenja prsti. Paradigma planetarnih meja sicer poziva k upoštevanju družbene dinamike, ki je privedla do skorajšnje prekoračitve zemljine zmogljivosti, vendar po mnenju predavateljice pri tem pojmovanju primankuje kritičnega družboslovnega pogleda na ekološko krizo. Ta bi k razpravi dodal globjo analizo družbenih razlogov za okoljske spremembe in osvetlil neenak prispevek različnih človeških družb in skupin k okoljski krizi. Ena od teoretičnih omejitev paradigme planetarnih meja je nepojasnjena in nenaslovljena družbena dinamika, ki poganja ekološko krizo. Teoretičarke planetarnih meja kot vzrok za pospeševanje podnebne krize prepoznavajo odpor človeških sistemov do družbeno-ekonomskih sprememb in opozarjajo, da bo neukrepanje vodilo v katastrofalne posledice. Vendar se analize družbenih problemov lotevajo brez konceptualnega okvira za razumevanje kulturnih in politično-ekonomskih procesov, ki so del okoljske problematike. Tako po eni strani pretirano posplošeno in abstraktno razumevajo človeško populacijo in jo koncipirajo kot ahistorično celoto. To pa onemogoča razumevanje konkretnih ekonomsko-političnih razmer ter prepoznavanje posameznih razredno in geografsko določenih družbenih skupin, ki znatno vplivajo na uničevanje okolja. Po drugi strani pa teoretičarke planetarnih meja ponujajo specifične rešitve z področja ekološke modernizacije, ki ne preizprašujejo obstoječih institucij, razmeri moči in imperativa rasti, ter s tem prispevajo k ohranjanju statusa quo. V paradigmi planetarnih meja nejasno opredeljeno družbeno dinamiko, ki je za okolje uničujoča, profesorica Muraka prepozna v imperativu rasti. Ta je ugrajen v kapitalistični produkcijski način in prežema moderne zahodne družbe.
Western modern societies, as capitalistic society, are growth societies. They're not just societies that also grow, but they're fundamentally organized around the growth imperative. the image is the hamster on a bicycle, because the metaphor is that just like a bicycle cannot stabilize itself if it doesn't continue moving, the crazy bicycle of capitalist societies is that this bicycle has to keep accelerating, keep expanding and accelerating in order to guarantee to stabilize itself dynamically, and stabilize itself dynamically means to secure social stability, social mobility, pacification of the class conflict, etc.
Muraka pregledno oriše različna področja kapitalistične družbene dinamike, ki pospešujejo okoljsko krizo, začenši z vlogo ekonomije in institucij.
We're talking about social dynamics of capitalism in different areas. The economic, which is the most obvious one, why this is a fundamental social dynamics that leads to the transition of the planetary boundaries. Because of the logic of the embedded logic of profit and not the focus on social needs. Institutional dynamics, we have already articulated how the state is implicated in capitalism itself. It's not a neutral regulator. At the same time, the state is also a contested field. So it's also a place where contested social struggles can fight over the influence.
Profesorica nadaljuje z orisom norm in vrednot ter globalnih odnosov, značilnih za kapitalistično družbeno dinamiko.
In the social dynamics, there are also norms and values that are embedded as a narrative of growth, not only as a structure, not only as economic structure, but as I mentioned before, especially with neoliberalism, as what the German sociologist Harald Welzer calls a mental infrastructure, which is inscribed in everyday practices. It is almost impossible not to want to improve oneself, not to want to do sport in order to improve your health, not to want to learn new skills in order to improve your competitive position on the labor market. All this is embedded and inscribed so much in our mind and emotions that it's very difficult to challenge it. And it is one of the most fundamental drivers of the multiple crises that we're talking about. Another essential social dynamic about the unequal exchange in many ways between center and peripheralized zones, but also unequal ecological exchange.
V drugem delu predavanja je profesorica raziskovala možnosti za vzpostavitev dialoga s planetarnimi mejami za družbeno pravičnejšo in bolj trajnostno socialno-ekološko preobrazbo. Kritične družboslovne znanosti se nagibajo k radikalni spremembi perspektive in raziskujejo, kako dramatično vzpostaviti pogoje za dobro življenje za vse. Družbene meje razumejo kot obliko kolektivnega samoomejevanja, kar razloži profesorica Muraka.
The almost literal translation of self-limitation is autonomy. Autonomy means to give to oneself one's own rules and as act of a self-government. The narrative embedded in the concept of autonomy is a narrative of liberation. It is a liberation from norms, values that are kind of imposed or given to us from the outside, presented as a modality of something natural or naturalized. Think of Margaret Thatcher's famous sentence, there is no alternative to neoliberalism. In a way, it's a narrative of liberation from the acceleration embedded in neoliberalism and in the modality of capitalism. And this opened the possibility for collectively and democratically establishing rules that ensure social freedom and the conditions for a good life for all.
Nadaljuje Muraka.
We can also re-articulate the idea of autonomy in terms of framing conditions for a good life that are not leading a life which is not at the expense of other human beings. Human others. So there is a way, and I go back to that as a way of reformulating freedom, as the freedom of not having to live at the expenses of others, and that as a positive component of a definition of what a good life can be.
Kot je nakazala govorka, kolektivno samoomejevanje vodi k pravičnejšemu svetu in pomeni svobodo za vse. Svoboda zgolj za peščico pa je udejanjena v imperialističnem načinu življenja prek kolonialnega širjenja, izkoriščanja zasužnjene in prekarizirane delovne sile, intenziviranja produktivnosti in prelaganja škodljivih posledic, denimo odpadkov, na subalterne družbene skupine ali v prihodnost. Zgodovina za vse torej pomeni prevzemanje odgovornosti za družbene in okoljske učinke, ki jih imajo določene odločitve in dejanja na druge ljudi in tudi živali. Muraka osvetli, zakaj je treba na doseganje svobode z samoomejevanjem gledati kot na pravico.
Freedom as self-limitation is defined positively as the right not to have to live at the expenses of others. And I think framing it as a right is important because part of the constraints of the capitalistic and neoliberal framework is that we do not have this freedom right now. The freedom of a consumer is still a freedom that is embedded into drivers and mechanism and social dynamics and structures that in a way that do not allow us not to live at the expenses of others. So reversing it and fighting for a right to freedom intended as autonomy and intended as self-limitation can be a very powerful narrative to reverse the language. And it would also articulate freedom as an essential component for a good life. If I cannot exercise freedom in this sense and my right not to have to live at the expenses of others, I cannot lead a good human life in a normative sense.
V zadnjem delu predavanja profesorice Muraka Dobro življenje za vse osvetli kot pluriverzalen koncept.
The idea of freedom as autonomy and freedom as self-limitation is not new. It is present in many different articulations, both within Western and non-Western traditions. There are many ways in which the conditions for a good life are intimately connected to the idea of freedom as self-limitation, which is why in the paper we frame it as a pluriversal conception. And you find it embodied in social movements all over the world, alternative practices, laboratories for radical alternatives, post-capitalist communities, etc. And as I said, both in Western and non-Western traditions, in the global North and in the global South. Many of these alternatives are articulated in marginalized community, marginalized and racialized communities, for example, and spaces of resistance against the dominant system. Others arise within modern and industrialized societies, and sometimes also within sections of the middle class or elite urban population that are disillusioned with their own lifestyles and sensitive to the inequalities and unsustainability that they perpetuate.
Koncept družbenih meja se že udejanja v različnih obstoječih radikalnih alternativah. Primeri alternativ kapitalističnim družbenim ureditvam, usmerjenim k rasti, so odrast, ekosocializem, ekofeminizem, ekoanarhizem, pacifizem, okoljska pravičnost in delavski environmentalizem. Te alternative se osredinjajo na vrednote solidarnosti, medsebojne povezanosti, vzajemnosti in vključenosti v naravo. Družbe naj bi torej vzpostavile družbene oziroma kolektivno dogovorjene meje, tako da bi določile samo omejitve in pogoje za dobro življenje za vse. Od materialne preskrbljenosti do psiholoških in sociokulturnih razmer, ki bodo ustvarjale življenje, ki ga je vredno živeti. Pri tem se razumevanje in udejanjanje teh pogojev med skupnostmi razlikuje. Raziskovalke zaključujejo, da bi proces opredeljevanja družbenih meja in pogojev moral potekati v socialnem dialogu in biti del političnih odločitev. V tem postopku pa bi bilo ključno upoštevati različne znanstvene in neznanstvene perspektive in glasove ter sisteme vrednot, vednosti. Družbeno svobodo kot pravico, da ne živimo na račun drugih, si želi Katja. Off. 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 Off.
Off recenzija.